It is the Coach Home. It's Neil Atkinson with Andy McCann, Mo Stewart, and Imani, who has got herself up at 4 a.m. to do this, which is just absolutely berserk. Mo is a gog. He is absolutely a gog. Can you believe Imani here, Mo?
I can, because I know her. I still think it's wild behaviour. I mean, I enjoyed the game last night, but not that much.
Exactly. We'll talk about the game last night in a minute or two. Imani, so you're back in the US, and you're up right now, and it is 4 a.m., yes?
Yeah, I'm back stateside. It's about 4 o'clock in the morning, but it's all good, you know. Hey, I've got to talk footy when I can these days. I'm still socially distancing, even though I feel like nobody else in Texas is. I'm sure people have seen the footage.
Okay. Well, we'll move on, and we will start with Wolverhampton Wanderers versus West Ham. Now, I'm going to break the fourth wall a little bit for the listeners here. So last night, I checked my phone at about, I'm going to say it was about sort of 5 to 11, and Andy McCann had messaged me at about 10:15, and he'd messaged me going, are you watching this Wolves-West Ham game? And I hadn't come back to him, and the reason why was because I wasn't. And the reason why I wasn't was I was watching stuff with Brock, and I taped the Wolves-West Ham game, and I just started to watch the first, I think I was about 10 minutes in when I saw Andy's message, and I was staying off Twitter, and I didn't know anything about it. And I messaged Andy back, and I said, I'm not. But by this message, and the way this game is already going, I feel like this game is about to go mad. And Andy said, it goes absolutely berserk. And Andy, I feel like I don't entirely know how it happened. The whole match is a series of improbable events, one after the other.
It is, especially, one of the reasons why I think is the context of the two teams as well. So Wolves have been this 3-5-2, I know we've done loads on them on shows and stuff. They've been very rigid. They've had Cody kind of sat, you know, organising them, and they've had two big centre-halves out of side, and they just look solid, and they were so efficient for the first couple of years. He's gone to a four with them, and I still can't. It's not like watching Wolves, if that makes sense. It's like watching a different team. It's completely alien, and I know Carragher and Neville touched on it last night. He's obviously got a big decision to make on what he does with it. But then on the flip side of that, and I've wrote down something just while we were waiting to come on then, is Moyes' post-match interview. He's smiling, he's laughing, he's carefree. It's like Moyes has become a different person. So Nuno's got Wolves being different. But Wolves, West Ham are just playing with this freedom that I don't think I've ever seen a Moyes team play with. And it's making for, obviously, it's just making for great entertainment.